The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening?
Hey,
you and your ass invited. So gone and get to cabin. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Pop the tail for dinner. Coolio felt that heavy. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
What's up, Dory?
Hey, you pick me up, believer.
All the hate that you've heard has turned your spirit to a dove. Oh, ooh, your spirit up above. Oh, ooh. I was choking in the crowd, building my rain up in the cloud, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings, they would drown. But they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke open and rained down. It rained down like... veins, oh, ooh, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh. But they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down like,
thank God for these TLC products, right? All right, we're live, everybody out there in Grindland on the radio, blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for joining us. Man, it is another amazing Tuesday morning. You know what this is. You guys know what time it is. This is the realest show ever. Y'all know how we do things. We have unscripted conversation. Some of the stuff that I say on this show, all of y'all are not going to agree with. But guess what? That's the epitome of conversation. That's the epitome of a person having opinions. And guess what? You have an opinion on this show. So don't let anybody ever tell you that your voice does not count. So I'm going to say some stuff on this show that's going to piss some people off. But that's okay, because it's okay to get a little disagreement going on, because not everybody sees the same way, right? So good morning, Janice B. Man, you're from Lakeland, Florida. That's my hometown, man. Good morning. Good to see you. Good to hear from you. Thanks for chiming into the grind. Man, all the way from Lakeland, represent. What's going on, Sylvia, Ireland? What's happening? Mark 23. Dory, give me that. You know, I'm not the, I don't know this Mark 23. What is, oh, Mark 23. Oh, it's behind me, man. That's my scripture. All things are possible if you believe it. I remember it. I got you. I got you. Thank you for that reminder. But man, let's have a great show, man. You know, I played that last song for my son, and you know, he loves that song. And I, you know, I gotta tell you, that little fella is, he's always up. He always wants, you know, hugs. He always, you know, wants to sit and talk and ask questions. I mean, super inquisitive. So, man, I'm having a great time being a father. I know right now he's probably on his way. He probably got out of the car already. But hopefully you heard that song that I played for him, because he's always coming in. And you know, we have, what is his name? We have Alexas all around the house. And, you know, you go in, you know, he has his own Alexa in his room. And my daughter has hers, and so we have one out there, and we have one in our room, so you can tell it to play what you want it to play, or link them around the house, and he'll come out of his room, he'll come in my room, and while I'm in there, he'll start asking to play all of these songs, and he put this song on one day, and I was like, man, that's a cool song, and so I liked it, so I figured I would play it on the show. But nonetheless, man, you know, welcome. You know, last week, what happened? I heard some people call me up, and, you know, and thanks to all of y'all that sent inquiries. Thanks for y'all that text me. I'm very thankful to y'all that called me. You know, you said, hey, you know, hey, Nate, what's going on? You know, the grind didn't pop off today. You know, what happened? You know, the grind just kind of vanished. So, you know, I believe in being super transparent. I believe that you guys, you know, this isn't the show that anybody that chimes in is going to be like, you know what, I'm super perfect, man. I got it all figured out. You know, we never have any hiccups and yada, 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 man. That wouldn't be real life. Real life is all about not that things aren't going to happen. Things are going to happen. But real life, man, is really about how you handle those things that happen. Right. So, you know, on Thursday, I woke up and I got to tell you, I'm that type of person that wholeheartedly believes that if it doesn't go from here and transition itself down to my heart, from my head to my heart, then I try not to do it. You know, I push myself like that. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it, because it doesn't feel good to me. And if it doesn't feel good to me, I'm the first partaker. It has to come into my spirit first, and it has to feel good. Now, here's the thing that a lot of people can't really understand about me. When it comes to me and how I feel, great morning, Princess. Thanks for joining. Great morning, Cynthia. Good morning, Joanna. You know, when it comes to me and how something makes me feel, that's super important to me. And it should be super important to you, too, right? Because when you process it from head to heart, if it doesn't pan out and if it doesn't feel like it's the right thing to do. Now, if it's just stretching you, challenging you, that's one thing. I didn't say that if it feels like it's hard to do. I said if it doesn't feel right. If you don't get it right in your spirit, in your heart, that this is something I should do, you should say it feels good. If for me, I just don't do it. Hey, baby, how you doing? My beautiful wife, Ms. Pam McCray. You know, I just don't do it. But what happens with me is a lot of people can't understand why I don't like to play games. I don't like to play the game. I don't like the front. I just don't like to do it because it shows on my face. Those of you that know me, you already know that that's how I am, right? If you want to know how something's going for me, you know, I try to hide it sometimes, man. I really have. Coffee break. I try to hide it. But sometimes I can't because it hits me so hard, and it's just hard for me to hide it. I believe that's a good thing. You know, some of you guys, you're saying, I'm the same way. It's hard for me to hide things. It's hard for me to just play along, you know, with the games and things of that nature. But, you know, there are a lot of games that are played in life. And you know, the only thing about me is that I just choose not to play those games. So, good morning, Nika. How you doing? So here's the deal. I want to talk about, you know, something this morning that I've really talked about for a long time. And it's simply you are what you eat. Right? You are what you eat. So Michelle say I can't either. Absolutely. So, man, things can be kind of touchy, but things need to be said. And as I said, what I say isn't always going to be received 100, but that's okay, because this wouldn't be the grind if we didn't grind, right? Thank you, Mignon. Thanks for sharing. So we're going to grind a little bit. So when I say you are what you eat, you know, a lot of you immediately go to from what you pick up with your hand to what you put in your mouth. That's a good part of it, because you actually are what you eat. But I'm not going to get into, you know, that on this show, because people get real touchy, real sensitive when you start talking about, you know, you're telling me that I can't eat this or I can't eat that. Here's the deal. And here's the premise of this show. You can do whatever you want to do. It's your decision. All right. But you are motivated. You are driven. You are led. And your results come from your decisions. Great morning, Gemma. Thanks for joining. You know, your results come from your decisions. So, yeah, what you put in your mouth, you know, and what you put in your body is going to manifest itself on the outside. You've heard me say that time and time again. We wonder why we get these sicknesses, these illnesses, and yada, yada, yada. And it typically comes from what we put inside of our body, because we don't see what's happening on the inside until it's already happened. So that's a whole nother health show for a whole nother day. But this thing keeps going in and out on me. I think I need to put some power to it. But that's a whole nother health show for a whole nother day. But, you know, what I want to talk about this morning is, you know, you are what you eat in terms of everything that you put in your mouth, in your body, everything that you allow to come into your spirit, everything that you allow to come, period, in your life, your atmosphere, everything that you expose yourself to. And that is typically that typically comes from your five senses, right? So for this one, you know, this show is typically unscripted, but I wrote down some things, man, that I really wanted to share with you guys today. And you know, I'm gonna back up a little bit because, you know, I don't think I quite got the opportunity to tell you guys why the show didn't happen on Thursday. The show didn't happen on Thursday because sometimes, you know, in life, guys, you have to unplug. And you have to unplug yourself from everything that's going on around you. And you have to be able to just sit and meditate and hear from God and see, you know, let me reaffirm what you have for me and where you would have me go. And as you're meditating, you're going to get some hard things that you have to do, some hard conversations that you may have to have. And when you unplug, that kind of silences the noise that's going on around you. And to be 100% honest with you guys, thank you guys for the love. To be 100% honest with you guys, I had so much that was being poured into me that I was having trouble processing all of it at the same time in a timely manner. So it was tough for me to gather it all in and to process it all, and then to be able to regurgitate it out, you know, at that moment. I mean, literally, I went into overload. That morning when I woke up, I went into overload because I didn't feel worthy of everything that was being poured into me, and I couldn't write it down fast enough. I couldn't type it fast enough. Some of you know what I'm saying. Some of you understand, you know, full well that when God starts to give you things, sometimes it's hard to you can't. That's why I stop writing so much and I start typing, because I type faster than I write. So I started typing and I woke up that morning. You guys know my process. I get up and I 3-2-1. I went from 10 down to 5 down. I'm at the 3-2-1. I get up. I sit on the edge of my bed and I smile because I want to start my day with the right feeling. So I try to start my day with a smile, you know, to myself, to the universe. So as I smile, I got up and I started to come into the bathroom, and I realized that, you know, all of this stuff is being poured into me. And I sat down on my computer and I started to type, and I just couldn't type it fast enough. I literally felt overwhelmed. So and Pam, you know, Pam asked me, she said, what's going on? I said, I got a lot right now. It's like I felt like I was being downloaded into. And I didn't know whether I was supposed to spit that information right out or if I was supposed to process that information. And so I took the latter. I said, I wanted to allow myself to process everything that I was getting. And some of you understand what I'm saying, because when you're getting it, it may not be for that moment. And this is the realest show ever. So I want you guys to know exactly what I went through, because I want you guys to know what's happening when you go through it. Some of you are saying right now that, you know, I felt the same way. Michelle Webb, you've been through it. And y'all said the process. Hope says that's the same way. It's important to recognize when you need to withdraw from the world and take care of self and listen to him. Absolutely. Right. So I needed to just kind of not do the show on Thursday, because I was in download mode. Now, am I saying that my source is different from your source? No, absolutely not. I'm not on the show trying to act as if I'm holier than anybody else. I'm not trying to act as if I put my pants on any different than you put yours on. That's not my intent. My intent on this show is to be the platform by which you guys can say, you know what, I can do that. I know exactly what's going on in my life now. I get it. I am worthy. I am enough. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is the premise of the show. The show is the platform that by which everybody can stand on. And when you are the platform, when something is the platform, it has to be grounded and rooted. It cannot be tainted, because if the platform falls, then everything on the platform falls, right? So that's why I didn't do the show on Thursday. And will there be other days like that? Who knows? There may, you know, but I have to listen to what's good for me first and foremost. And I want you guys to get that, okay? Never get so caught up in the people that you don't know how to replenish and refresh the source, the vessel. Because if God can't pour into you, if you're all raggedy and beat down, then that means you can't be used, right? You can't be used. So this is what we talk about when we talk about you are what you eat. You know, the physical temple is the temple that carries around the Spirit of God, right? If your physical temple is torn down, then and you realize that I need to do something physically to refresh myself, that means I gotta stop eating what I'm eating. Maybe I gotta stop drinking what I'm drinking. Maybe I gotta stop listening to the people I'm listening to. Maybe I gotta stop going to places I go that I know aren't serving me and feeding me. Maybe there are certain things that I need to cut off in my life in order for God to really speak to me. See, because a lot of us are on a path, and I call it the Pinocchio path, right? And you have to ask yourself, who's your Geppetto? Or what is your Geppetto? What is actually controlling you? Who is actually controlling you? Because, you know, in the story of Pinocchio, you know that he wanted independence so bad, but he didn't know it, but he was being controlled. But he said, you know what? I have a spirit. I have a soul. So that's right. Physical and spiritual. You know, I have a soul. Who is controlling you? What is controlling you? Because you are what you eat. You are a creature of your environment. So what we think about most is what we become, or who we become, right? So our thoughts come from what we expose ourselves to. And guys, like it or not, you are what you eat. You can sugarcoat it. You can try and sit there and act as if he's not talking to me. You can try and act as if, you know what, this is for somebody else. And guess what? If you are free, when you're free, guys, because one thing that I know is that where the Spirit of God is, there's freedom, there's liberty, right? So you can't call yourself one thing and act like another thing. You can't say I'm free if you're allowing yourself to be controlled by people, places, and things, right? Who's your Geppetto? Who's controlling you, Pinocchio? Who's controlling you? So if you're that person that walks around constantly, and you're saying I'm glowing, I'm led, I'm this, I'm that. If you're all of those things, when you get to your house and you turn off the lights and you really start to think and you flip those lights on, you're sitting in front of that mirror. Who do you see yourself as? Do you feel good about who you are? Right? Thank you so much, Nika. Sharon, thank you. This guys, I'm telling you, this show is all about you understanding who you are and the power that you have. And a lot of this is what happens with a lot of people. They get in a certain vibration, they get in a certain path, and then they allow certain other vibrations and certain other things to cross over into their path, into their stream. And as they do that, what happens? Now your stream gets out of whack. Now, but you're wondering, okay, this seems like the right thing to do. This thing, because everybody else is doing it. Everybody else is going this way. It feels like it's the right thing to do. But when you get by yourself, see, guys, there are a lot of things that happen. My screen keeps going dark. There are a lot of things that happen and when you get some alone time. See, when you get some alone time, that means you're no longer being influenced by people, places, and things, right? You're no longer allowing, you know, the outside influences to actually throw you off, right? So what do you do? You get in a quiet place. We call it alone time. We call it God time. We call it meditation. Whatever you call it, it doesn't matter. It allows you to reflect on how your life choices have actually affected you or how they are still affecting you, right? So when you're by yourself, you have that reflection time, right? And that reflection time allows you to sit there and lie to no one because you know what the kiss of death is, right? The kiss of death is not when you get other people to believe your lies, but the kiss of death is when you start believing your own lies. So that means you lie to yourself. So guys, you know, we condone positivity on the show, but the realism of what happens in life is the epitome of what we do here. You know, we definitely want you guys to know that real things happen in life. And the real things happen in life are processed by your five senses: your sight, your hearing, your touch, your touch, your taste, and your feel. All of this, these are your five senses: your see, hear, touch, taste, and smell. All right, everything is processed through that, guys. If you wake up thinking that something's not right, it takes you believing in it enough. And I'm gonna give you a second piece to that, right? It takes you believing in it enough to have the courage enough to change it. Believing in it enough and then having the courage enough to change it, because if you believe it enough, the courage comes. That says unequivocally, I'm sold out on where it is that I know I want to go. And I'm sold out on what I know I need to do. So this is what we're going to do. When I come back, I'm going to close this thing out because I only got about 15 minutes, right? About 15 minutes. But in the spirit of freedom, guys, I want to play a song for you guys. And I want you to, I just want you to listen to it. And at the end of the day, I want you to meditate a little bit, right? Just meditate a little bit and allow yourself to think about the things that is controlling you. Think about who or what or where is your Geppetto, and think about what it's going to take to get free. And when you start thinking about that, you start realizing that there is nothing, that should actually control you, right? Guys, we'll be right back.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We don't know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Come on, say it to me.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an
break every chain, break every
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land, we are back, man. Thank you guys for chiming in. Thank you guys for staying with us. Man, I hope you guys are enjoying the conversation. I hope you guys are being empowered, you know, by what you're hearing here on this platform. I hope that you guys understand that, you know, there are battles that are being fought in the spiritual. You have to fight that battle, you know, in the physical, you know, but there are always battles to be fought. But we have to realize that the main battles are being fought behind the scenes, and you have to fight your own battles, you know, in terms of what you expose yourself to every day, how you expose yourself to things, what you say, what you allow to come and be exposed into your life through your five senses. If you don't control that, guys, then I'm going to tell you right now, then your life is going to be exactly what someone else wants it to be, as opposed to what God knows it should be, and being able to translate and transfer that over into so that you understand what is supposed to happen. So, you know, what really happens, you know, in every day? Every day we're faced with choices that we have to make, right? Every day. And the choices that we have to make, or the decisions that we have to make, are the things that really mold us. So I talk about the Geppetto thing. Who's your Geppetto? What's your Geppetto? You know, it's a people, places, and things. Because you could be going somewhere that's not feeding your spirit. You could be listening to something that's not feeding your spirit. You could be being controlled by somebody, and it's not feeding you for growth. So I challenge you guys, you know, on this show, because I love to be first partaker in everything that I do. I'm not going to tell you to do it if I'm not. Because the only way you can get rid of something is to cut it out. I challenge you, even on this show, if something is ever said on this show that you don't like, it's not feeding your spirit, and you're like, I just don't like anything that he's saying, I challenge you to hit the end button. Hang up, jump off, don't listen. Because if it's not feeding your spirit, then you're going to see it as something that is taking away from you. But what happens is people will typically stay a part of something that they don't like because everybody else is, okay? They're following mainstream. And we know that full well that the road to destruction is broad, right? So if you're following it because everybody else is following it and doing it, then I got to tell you, it's probably the wrong thing to do if you haven't processed it. And those of you that know what our business is, you know that when, you know, the conversation that I have with anybody that we bring into our organization is, let me tell you, if this doesn't go from your head to your heart, don't do it. Okay? The moment you stop feeling what it is that you're doing, you have the authority, you have the power to cut it out of your life. It's your power. But if you give it to Geppetto, you'll just be a puppet. So what is it that you feel that comes from here? You process it and it goes to here. Once it goes to here and you feel it, now you can be passionate about it. Some of you are wondering, why is my business not growing? Some of you are wondering, why am I always around drama? Why am I attracting the people that are just taking me in the opposite direction? Why do I walk out of my door every day and I'm struggling? Because you wake up every day and you say, I got to go out here and scrape, pillage, and plunder and fight every day. If you wake up with that in your mind, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to have to go out and scrape, pillage, and plunder and fight every day. We already know that we have to fight every day. We know that, right? And there are tons of scriptures that talk about fighting and spiritual battles and things of that nature, right? Y'all know me. I'm not the scripture person. You can throw those out on the screen. All right, I deal with what I feel here, right? So, but you got to stop being a professional victim, and you got to start being a professional victor. Because if you're a professional victim, all you do is accentuate the fact that you are a victim. And your so therefore your life experiences are centered around things that victims have to deal with. Yeah, everybody goes through stuff every single day. But there are people that have become professionals at being victims. Everything that they spit out, it could be on social media. It could be when you hear them. It could be when you see them. I'm a professional victim because I want to accentuate everything that is happening with me, all of my problems, who's doing this to me, who's doing that to me, how I fight every day, how everything is against me. Those are professional victims. If you are a professional victim, I'm telling you right now, you have to crush that spirit. You have to wake up in the morning and you have to set your atmosphere. If you don't set your atmosphere on positive, then that means you're setting it on negative. So that means you wake up in the morning. I'm giving you guys the exercise. You wake up in the morning, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Some of you, if you're at 3, 2, 1, awesome. You wake up, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1. You get up and you smile. You smile. That's telling the universe that, you know what? Man, I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to smile through it all no matter what. But I'm going to go out and I'm going to win. I'm going to go out today and today is going to be my day. Man, I look good. I'm crushing today. This is, man, I'm going out right now. I'm telling you, I'm getting everything that God has for me. This is my day. When you have that attitude, as opposed to waking up, sitting on the side of your bed, and thinking about all of the stuff that you're going to have to go through today on the job, thinking about everybody that's talking about you, thinking about everybody that's saying stuff about you, thinking about everybody that's against you. When you wake up thinking about that and you put that out in the atmosphere, guess what's going to come? Yes, you got it. All of the things that you don't want. And guess what? The last I checked, things that love to fight are always looking for a fight. So they're going to come to you because guess what? You want to fight. But here's the key. I don't know about your Bible. But my Bible says that I already have the victory. Now, I don't know what yours says. Maybe you scribbled that part out. I don't know. But mine says I already have the victory. All I have to do is walk in it. You can't walk in it if you're constantly giving the power to the enemy. The enemy's going to be there. They're all around you. We were born into sin, right? If you already have what God says you have, you know that when you go, if you were a basketball player, if you were a football player, squash, croquet, tennis, it don't matter what it is. If you already know that you're going to win the game, what attitude are you going to have? If you already know, what attitude are you going to have? If I wake up in the morning and I know that God has already told me that I'm going to win, why am I worried about the people that I got to go out here and scrape and pillage and plunder for? Why do I have to worry about the people I got to go fight? I'm not worried about them. I don't care about them. I already have the victory. But if you know you already have the victory, now you can concentrate on being the victor. Now, where does that put you? Now you're talking about becoming the platform. See, because when you're the platform, that means you have the foundation that you're supposed to have. Now you're not just the person that people are talking about. You're the platform that people are building on. You're the example that God is calling you to be, right? So, I mean, talking in plain terms to you guys, because I believe there is a lot of things that are left to interpretation, and people amen it, and they don't even know what they're amening. They're just amening because everybody else is amening. I told you guys about the movie. You know, I think it was Vampire in Brooklyn. Eddie Murphy was in it. Y'all know I love movies, right? Eddie Murphy was in it. And you go to your church and everybody's amen, 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 amen. It's so easy to say amen because it's what's expected of you. So you go to church, you got to say amen. You say amen, you don't even know what you're saying amen to most of the time. You just think that the person saying it is going to give you amen stuff. So you don't even listen to what's being said. So the Vampire in Brooklyn, the guy, he's standing in front of him trying to lead people in the wrong path. And he gives you a facet of what sounds good. And all of a sudden he throws in there, he says, you know what? Evil is good. There was a second hiccup and everybody looked at each other. Amen, amen, amen. That's what happens in life. You walk around like this, and you walk around with your pedal controlling you, and you can't make your own decisions. You can't have your own life experiences because you're being controlled by Geppetto. Who is your Geppetto? What is your Geppetto? Is it what you're putting in your mouth? Is it what you're seeing? Is it what you're putting in your ears? Is it every day what you're smelling, what you're tasting, what you're feeling, is it the things that you're going through, your life experiences that are causing you to stumble in life, and you're not changing them because you don't believe in who you are enough that you already have the victory? You have to get your victory through somebody else or something else. You already have the victory, but you don't believe it enough to control your own destiny. So you allow everybody else to control you. Man, I don't care what you do in life, man. God is giving you power. He's giving you a direct link from him to Jesus to you. Right? All right, we already know that happens. We know that we can get out directly from the source. Directly. We don't need somebody to come in and tell us what God said. We don't need somebody to tell us, oh, this is what God said for you. What about you having the direct link, the power that he said you would have, and using it and figuring out, how do I cut these strings that are controlling me? How do I create my own life experiences that are going to grow me to be the platform by which somebody else can stand on and feel the power that God has given me and now God is giving them? So, man, you got y'all, I'm telling you right now, I'm so passionate. And you, those of you that know me, my life is centered around freedom. I've been in the military. How much time do I have here? I've been in the military. For those of you that don't know me, I'll talk right through the show. Those of you that don't know me, I've had my fair share of seeing things early in life. Went to war, fought a war, been shot at people. I know what a bullet does to a man. I know how people react in diverse situations. I know, how people, can become a totally different person than who they really are. And when that happens, it changes you. So therefore, when people have told you what to do all of your life, or even a portion of your life, you get a disdain for that. And you have this thing against being controlled. I was controlled by corporate America for 25 years, and some portion of that I had some freedom, but the vast majority of that did not have any freedom. Am I saying that the job is bad? I'm not saying. I'm telling you that it's a necessary evil. That's what I've always called it, right? That's what the job is to me. It's a necessary evil. I was psychologically unemployed a long time ago, but I value my freedom. A lot of people will call that rebellion. A lot of people say you're being rebellious, yada, yada, yada. Say what you want to say. I know what feels good to me. If it doesn't feel good to me, if I don't get it here and process it here, I'm not doing it. I don't care what you say about me. And what I'm telling you guys right now on this show, on this Facebook Live, is that you have to get to a point in your life where you're not being controlled by Geppetto. You got to cut the strings, okay? You got to cut the strings, because if God gives you free will, if God is not going to violate your choice, then what gives anybody else the right to violate your choice? I'm going to tell you right now, in business, I would much rather have 10 passionate, dedicated people that feel it here than 100 that don't. Because you can do more with 10 people that are passionate about what they're doing that are sold out about what they're doing, you can do more with those 10 people than you ever could do with 10 mediocre people that don't really understand and don't really want to be here. They're just here because everybody else is here. So, guys, that's my time, man. Thank you guys for chiming in. You know, man, I had a great time with you guys. You guys could have been doing anything in the world you wanted to do, but you chose to jump on this live, man. Very, very humble. Thank you so much for being a part of the grind this morning. Guys, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Tell somebody about the grind. Tell them to jump on. Tell them we have real-life conversations here. There's no mamby-pamby stuff. We bridge gaps on this show. Guys, you know, guys, have a blessed day. Look, here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to get in the mirror today and really, really figure out who or what your Geppetto is and cut those streets. God bless you guys. Have a great day. Go out and win. Remember, the revelation. The revolution will not be televised, okay? So this will not be recorded. This is not going to go on Facebook Live to be watched twice. This is a live event. So, guys, God bless you guys and have a great day, all right? Go win.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah,
and put you first. Trusted friends thought they had your back.
Oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
hey,
see, the devil is alive.
Hey,
no, I'm not gonna die.
Hey,
it's okay to cry,
hey,
cause he's by your side. Gotta stop that hating. I know you don't want to hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit. Cause he's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit. Oh, hold up. You lost your job.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due. And all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother.
She said, pray about
it. I talked to my pastor.
She said, pray about it.
But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Hold up. My trouble, but everything I tried did not stop my struggle. Just doing me every day, guess I was in my own way. But I'm here to tell you, without his grace, I'm a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Hey, just give it to Jesus. Oh, can I get a witness and tell him, say, that the devil is a liar? You gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. He's trying to get your attention right now. I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. Oh.
Just trying to tell you something.
Hey. you didn't work.